I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. We're looking at a bumper crop of cherries, plums, and peaches this summer. While we have 5 acres to grow our fruit trees, not everyone has that amount of space in their yard. Luckily, there are bush versions of many of the classic tree fruits. These grow easily in a small, sunny spot and stay a manageable size. Here's some to choose from. While we love our dwarf North Star cherry tree, it still grows a good 8 to 10 feet tall. Bush cherries not only stay shorter, they tend to bloom and produce fruit later in summer. It fools the birds, so we don't have to cover our bush cherries with netting. Look for Joy and Joel bush cherries. These New Hampshire-bred varieties grow 4 feet tall, with tart cherries producing in late summer. Nanking, Hansen, and Carmine Jewel bush cherries grow about 6 feet tall, with Carmine Jewel being the best tasting of this group. Plant at least 2 shrubs for best pollination. While plum trees are naturally small, for a nice shrub, try the native beech plum. Beech plums grow into a 6 to 10 foot tall rangy shrub that produces 1 inch diameter small fruits in August. They're great for pies, jams, and jellies. The plant suckers freely, so you can easily grow it into a hedge to keep animals out of your yard. Since I often see it growing on the seacoast, you know it tolerates poor soil. We have a good crop of Reliance peaches this year, but there's a different variety of peach you might try in a protected spot. Bonfire peach is a dwarf that grows into a 4 to 6 foot tall shrub. It's hardy to zone 5 and has maroon-colored leaves and peaches in late summer. And now for this week's tip. Divide bearded iris now to stimulate better flowering next year. Cut back the leaves, dig up the clump, and separate the rhizomes, tossing any that are soft. Replant in compost-amended soil bearing only the bottom of the rhizome and keep well watered. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about balloon flowers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.